the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
From the very first moments, your child is learning. They are soaking in their environment and learning to interact with it. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today on the Missouri State Journal, I have Dr. Sasha Mowry, Assistant Professor of Early Childhood Education at Missouri State University. She is here to talk about preparing your child for a lifetime of learning.
I think the most important things that parents can teach starting at the beginning are things like curiosity and eagerness, and then social emotional skills, things like how to interact with an adult, how to interact with another child, how to ask for help, and just opening up the world around them and finding out what they're interested in. To develop curiosity, I think one of the things you can do is ask questions of your child and find out, what are they looking at? What are they interested in? What are they thinking? One of the things we use in early childhood education is the phrase, tell me more. We can use that with our children. We can say, tell me more. What do you think? Why is that? To really engage young children with what's happening around them. What do they want to know about?
It can be challenging to always be on and engaged. But Mowry says the best way to teach curiosity is to model it. Another challenge for parenting is knowing how much screen time is too much. She provides us some guidelines.
So the use of technology with young children is tricky because we don't know exactly what the long-term effects are yet. The American Academy of Pediatrics has suggested that for children under 18 months, they get no screen time. 18 to 24 months is very minimal screen time. And then 2 to 5 years old, they're saying limit it to an hour a day. And not just limit it to an hour a day of iPad babysitting, but also thinking about how can you do something with technology that's the parent and the child together. So it's interactive and they do get that social piece. Because otherwise, you know, their language skills don't develop the same way when they're just looking at words or letters on the screen. The idea is to not rely on that and to think of technology as a tool rather than as a separate activity by itself, that it's something you, just like a library book, right? You and your child would sit down and use the iPad together or use a tablet or a technology or even a movie, you know, use those things together so that there is the social element and children can pick up on your cues and you can add to it and you can expand on what's happening.
Mowry notes that more children attend preschool now than in the past. Therefore, many children are entering kindergarten with a greater grasp on some of the skills taught there. She tells us about the kindergarten screening expectations, and she is ready to set your mind at ease.
So I think it's a little bit misleading to talk about kindergarten entrance expectations because really the only thing you have to be in order to enter kindergarten is 5 years old. But what you're looking at is sort of kindergarten screening expectations. And when we bring young students into kindergarten, the teachers don't have much information about them. Do they know their letters? Do they know their numbers? What's their gross motor development like? So can they walk, skip, hop? Fine motor development? Are they familiar with things like crayons and markers and scissors? What exposure do they have to that? That has changed over time in the sense that it's become more specific, the kinds of things that we expect. And I think the general public sees it as students have to have this before they get to kindergarten. Whereas teachers would say, it's great if they have that, but what I need to know is whether they have it. Are they developing typically? So are there red flags where we might need to offer additional services? Is it something where the student, you know, seems to have a vision problem? Are they able to work with others, or is that something that we need to be aware of? It gets turned around to kindergarten readiness means they know all of these things. And we do sometimes assess for those things, but the idea is where are areas we might need to support?
Anywhere along the road that you feel your child might be missing milestones, Mowry suggests speaking with a pediatrician or a caregiver.
As you get closer to the preschool 4, 5, 6 age range, continue to talk to your child's teachers or caregivers and find out, is this something they're concerned about? The nice thing about educators is that we see a lot of children in a small span of ages. And so often we can say, oh, I'm not concerned about that. I think it'll come along. Or we can say, you know, that doesn't look typical, and I think it is something we should continue to work on. And often it's just something like breaking a task down into smaller steps. Or it might be finding a physical material that works better for the child. So sometimes it's a matter of, if you're talking about cutting in a straight line, finding the right pair of scissors. And often occupational therapists and physical therapists have access to that those kind of resources. And it may just take a quick consultation to say, you know, I'm noticing that my child is struggling, for example, to write, but they've got a funny pencil grip. Well, I can find tools to support that child in their pencil grip and to make them be successful.
That was Dr. Sasha Mowry. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.